Welcome to this edition of Channel Chat, the podcast series from SearchNetworkingChannel.com. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor, and our guest this week is Don Fluckinger, Features Writer for SearchHealthIT.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Don.
Thanks for having me.
Don, why is now a good time for networking solution providers to consider offering services to the healthcare vertical?
The federal government is making a hard push for getting everybody's patient records into electronic form. And depending on who's doing the research, probably 70% of all healthcare providers, you know, hospitals, ophthalmologists, mental health providers, all those doctors and nurses out there are still on paper. And so that leaves 30% are electronic right now. And really, less than 10% are really using all the features in their electronic medical record systems. And that's a very important point because the government is going to penalize healthcare providers after 2015 if they're not meaningfully using electronic medical records. So meaningful use is now a regulatory term, and that's where all providers need to be by 2015. And those who get their systems implemented early get bonuses.
Is healthcare networking more focused on older networking technologies or emerging technologies, or is it a little bit of both?
That's a great question. It's a mix. A lot of hospitals have old buildings that have rat's nests of cables and no wireless. And then right next door, you might have a brand new hospital tower with state-of-the-art networking built in, you know, as the building is constructed. So most CIOs have to deal with this mix and sort of make it all work together. 1980s, 1990s, state-of-the-art, you know, you got it all.
What are some of the major trouble areas that hospitals and doctors' offices run into when it comes to networking technologies?
Well, probably the two biggest issues right now are security and uptime. Security because new HIPAA rules. Doctors can be fined a lot more money than before high-tech was passed. And they also are subject to more public embarrassment because if they lose more than 500 patients worth of records at a time in a data breach, that's posted to a public government site. So everybody in the world gets to see it. So now everybody's scrambling to encrypt the 17 points of patient data that HIPAA covers. They probably didn't take it that seriously before, but now that the law has more enforcement teeth in it, it's become a priority. Uptime, of course, is a huge issue because, you know, if your bank's ATM network goes down, you know, not getting your money is kind of an inconvenience, but in a hospital, if the network goes down, that can literally be a life or death matter. A couple other problems they're working on with their networks, systems interoperability, because this federal health IT push, the final objective is for hospitals to exchange patient data with each other. So if you get in an accident when you're on vacation far from your, you know, home doctor, your medical record can show up at the vacation doctor's place and they can take care of you and they'll know about things like penicillin allergies and all that so they don't make mistakes in your care. And one more pain point they have is data storage because most healthcare providers are getting new imaging equipment and they want that state of the art. And it's even a marketing point. We have the newest MRI. We just invested $40 million in this great 256 slice MRI. Well, that means there's 256 times the image data that this machine is pumping out than their last one did. There are also a lot of video studies for cardiologists who want to watch a beating heart and what's going on. So they need a place to store all this stuff.
What are regional extension centers, or RECs, and what should our listeners know about them?
Well, that's where network solution providers can really plug into this big federally orchestrated healthcare build-out. They are regional educational offices that doctors can go to for free tech help. And if you go to government websites or searchhealthit.com also has a directory of these, every region is served by one regional extension center. And as a network solution provider, what you probably want to do is become, you know, one of their recommended vendors to help doctors hook up their EMR systems.
Besides knowing the technology, What are some things that networking solution providers need to keep in mind when working with hospitals and their administrators? How do they differ as customers?
Well, that goes to the hospital culture. First, you have the physicians who are really the rainmakers for the hospital. They attract the patients, and they don't know much about IT per se, but they are the sort of technology leaders, and they want their iPads. They want their new medical gear to do diagnostics with patients or specialized surgeries or whatever. They want the latest and greatest. And then you have the traditional IT staff who has to make all this stuff work over the network. And sometimes they butt heads. So many hospitals are naming a chief medical information officer, or CMIO, and that would be the lead physician who helps implement things like electronic medical records, or maybe might interface between a physician who wants a new piece of gear and the IT staff to figure out how to get it done. So a network solutions provider would have to sort of get the CMIO and the CIO together on an implementation plan, whether you're building network infrastructure or installing an electronic medical record. And then once you get those two together, you're going to have to twist the arm of the CFO to make room for it in the budget.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks so much for joining us, Don.
Thanks for having me.
Be sure to check out searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for joining us.